President Bush has assembled what he calls the Coalition of the Willing, some 49 nations which support the U.S. action in Iraq, support it militarily, politically, or with specific technical or humanitarian assistance. The list runs from Afghanistan, Albania, and Angola through Ukraine and Uzbekistan, but it's missing many of the world's great powers: France, Germany, China, Russia. Near the top of the list of the willing is Denmark, which has deployed some 180 men and women and one intelligence submarine, plus a ship. Ulrik Federspiel is Denmark's ambassador to the United States. Mr. Ambassador, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
The polls show that your fellow citizens are against this war. So here is the government, by a rather narrow margin of a vote in the parliament, taking a pretty unpopular stand. Why? What's the reasoning?
Well, first of all, it's a question of security. It's a question of support of the United States, who supported us in our history in Europe, in the First World War and the Second World War. But it's also a question of the United Nations. It's a matter of principle that we think the United Nations should live up to its words, to its several resolutions that it had passed on Iraq that were not abided by. And it's also a matter of practicality that apparently the United Nations were not able to discover the weapons of mass destruction in the time that was given to it.
Mm-hmm.
May I just take this opportunity to tell you that actually the public mood has changed in Denmark, more or less as I see it as in Britain, that now a majority is supporting the government's handling of the Iraq war.
So it was early polling which was against it.
It was.
Thank you for the clarification. Your Prime Minister has said that Denmark's security is better placed in the hands of the United States than in Europe. What is the thinking there?
That is based on our history, actually. You might not know that we used to be a great power. We had the world's largest but one navy. And that gradually faded, we diminished. We are not sorry that we're not a great power anymore, but finally in 1864 we were beaten the last time, apart from the occupation during the Second World War. So we realized that our security was better placed, at least for the time being in the foreseeable future, with the United States than in a precarious power balance in Europe between the great powers.
Have the repercussions been, if any, so far from Denmark's stance, in particular your relationships with France, with Germany?
We have not seen any, to my knowledge, any change in our relationship. We have the usual relationship within the EU and bilateral, of course. Our relationship to Germany is very important.
You worried about anything?
Well, I'm worried that we won't have the EU and NATO up and running, and actually the United Nations up and running again as it used to be. It should be realistic that the relationships between countries, between some leaders, are not as they used to be even a year ago or half a year ago, and we want to repair that and look forward.
Thank you very much. Ulrik Federspiel is Denmark's ambassador to the United States.